This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Antonius, what have been some of the learnings so far for your church during this lockdown?
Well, look, I think it's made us all kind of have to step back and reflect a little bit more on what it means to be a church and what it means to be a Christian. We've just generally gone about our habits, our daily routines and our weekly routines.
Yes.
And this has kind of shaken us up, hasn't it? And it's made us really stop and think what matters, what's really important, what is it that we're really trying to do, and are there ways to be with God, to be in the presence of God, when we can't come together and feel the presence of God among each other? In the Orthodox tradition, in the Coptic Church particularly, we've always had this idea of retreating for a while from the world, just
right.
For silence and peace and reflection, to kind of feel the presence of God away from the noise, much like Elijah, in the cave, when
yes.
he heard the still small voice of God. And I think this has been the opportunity for us to do that.
Right. So people in your community have done that, Antonius, during lockdown?
Look, I think in every community, there's a broad spectrum, isn't there? There are people who are thriving and really enjoying it, and then there are people who are doing it really tough.
And
everything in between. Not everyone can cope with silence.
What about your church community? How has it been serving your local community during the lockdown? Outside the church walls or within, but just how your church family has been able to help those in your local area?
We've done a bit of both, I think. A lot of people have been just reaching out to each other with phone calls and things like that. People have been sending little survival packs to each other in the mail.
Oh, terrific.
which is really sweet. A lot of the sort of the communal things that we used to do now are kind of happening in two dimensions instead of three. We still have our sort of our masses, our services, our prayer services. But of course, we can only have three or four people actually in the church, and we just stream it live,
yes.
which is definitely not as good. But I think it's making us appreciate that more.
Excellent.
And we have a few services who are doing things like tutoring for disadvantaged kids, and there are some people who go out and give food and clothing to the homeless in Mount Druitt and stuff like that. And thankfully, they've still been able to keep going with that, obviously observing very careful precautions.
That's terrific. That's terrific, Antonius, that you're still able to do that even within the restrictions we're all living with.
Yeah, I think those are the forgotten people, aren't they? I mean, all the rules and everything are for the people who are just living in houses and have jobs and stuff. But we forget that there are other people who are affected and in danger out there, and they need to be supported. We can't stop supporting them just because COVID's around.
And Antonius, have you got a word of encouragement for us all at this moment?
Look, I think the verse that I've been thinking about the most during this lockdown is all things work together for good for those who love God.
Where do we find that in the Bible?
It's in Romans. We have very little control about a lot of things in this life. And if we pin our happiness on controlling the world, I don't think we'll ever be happy. But if instead we pin our happiness on finding the good in whatever happens to come to us and remembering that it all comes from the hand of a loving and kind God, I think that's where we find the peace and happiness that we all crave.
And finally, Antonius, could you offer a prayer for us that you could share with us now that the rest of us might be able to pray in our own time?
Sure. We have a very old traditional prayer in the Coptic Church called the Prayer of Thanksgiving. And this is a little passage from it, just reminding us that there is a lot to be thankful for every day of our lives, every moment of our lives. And the prayer goes like this. We thank you, O Lord, for everything, concerning everything, and in everything. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to yourself, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that, Antonius. Antonius Caldas is a parish priest at Archangel Michael and St. Beshoy Coptic Orthodox Church at Mount Druitt.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.